This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Oh, we got a little bit of money flow into the cereal grains today, corn and wheat, kind of encouraging to see that. First off, yesterday, December corn contract, it hit a first notice day. We didn't have any deliveries against that position, so that's a little bit of a bullish indicator. So it's got December corn, which is now in that delivery period, up 10. That's spilling into the rest of the grains. March also up 10 or 6 as well here this morning. You know, just also we put a bit of a technical turn in as we hit some longer term support that did hold yesterday, even though it was putting a new low in. So we'll see if we can get a little bit of strength here, but again, still the supply picture looks a little bit discouraging. You know, we still need to see some demand. Now that is the other bit of news today. We have really good export sales for both corn, beans, and wheat. Talk of China looking into the wheat market a little bit. It's spur that rally there the last couple of days, getting a little more follow through on that as well. Lastly, though, soybeans kind of been the laggards today. We're really not seeing any strength in the meal side as well as in the oil side, so let's spill it over, even though the corn and wheat markets are higher today. But it feels like we're just in a little bit of consolidation day, especially with the end of the month here on that soybean market, keeping a real close eye on that South American weather.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, December corn up 10 even at 459 and 3 quarters. January soybeans down 4 even at 1343 even. On the Merc, December live cattle down $1.50 at 170.40. January feeder cattle down $2.60 at 219.60. December lean hogs unchanged at 68.97. December pork cutout up 37 cents at 81 even. And Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 16.15. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.